This week on Potlatch, songs, games, and culture from Aleut Night at last year's Festival of Native Arts on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. Last year, Anatoly Lakhanov, Alfred Stepitin, and Anna Filomenov attended the Aleut Night at the Festival of Native Arts. Here are some comments on Aleut language and culture.
In St. George, last year, through the Indian Ed monies and Johnson O'Malley monies, we had a what we call the cultural enrichment program going. But for this past 75-76 school year, we were not funded under JOM. But I think they are teaching a few classes. I don't know if the teachers are getting paid, but we're taught skin sewing, wood carving, or bone carving. The language was taught to a certain extent to the children.
Do adults in St. George communicate in Aleut with each other, or do they usually communicate in English?
No, most of the time Aleut.
And with the kids too?
Somewhat, but not to a great degree.
So is everybody in St. George pretty much bilingual then, or except for the kids?
Yes, I would say that.
And now are you also from?
No, I'm from Alaska.
On Alaska. What's the situation there as far as the culture and the language concern?
They had a JOM program, and they do have a JOM program where they are teaching the children the arts of the Aleut people, the wood carving and basket weaving. And language-wise, I don't think they're moving ahead that much, but the children did, a couple of years ago, did have the language courses. And they put out an Aleut language book. But the adult-wise, the adults, the older people, I'd say from the 40-year on up, speak Aleut fluently, but from there on, nobody speaks Aleut, I don't think.
How far, with adults, how far can you speak Aleut? Can you speak Aleut with anybody on the chain, for example?
All Eastern-speaking languages, yes, but when we get out to Attica, we can communicate with them, but they have a different dialect, of course. So.
But you can you understand each other?
Oh, yes.
But that's not true for Kodiak, I understand.
No, when you get that far east, you lose it. When I say Eastern Aleut, we go up as far as the peninsula, and then it turns into Kodiak Aleut, which is different.
Which now is basically from Nikolsky on up.
Nikolsky East is Eastern Aleut, and then the only Western Aleut speaking is Attica.
But you can communicate with them quite well.
We can. It's to a degree we can understand what they mean.
Also attending Aleut Night was Larry Matney and Marina Wassily and Jenny Zeder.
Where I come from is Larson Bay, and I was hoping Larry would mention about the cannery we converted. There are three villages that bought that one cannery at Larson Bay. It's Old Harbor, where he comes from, and Carluck and Larson Bay were all combined. We bought that one, the biggest fishing processing cannery in the island, and that's that was Alaska Packers' cannery before, and it belongs to three villages now.
Village corporation.
Our village is Nunukpet Incorporation, and theirs is Old Harbor Incorporated, and then the Carluck Corporation. But ours is named in Aleut.
Do the young people in your area speak any Aleut?
None of them.
Is there anything that being done in the schools now to get them to speak the language and to learn some of the culture?
Yes, I'm supposed to be the one that's going to start the teaching. And I came back from about a couple months ago, November?
November.
I came back from Seattle, Virginia Mason Clinic, and then they got hold of me in Kodiak and asked me if I can start, you know, teaching Aleut in our village, because they couldn't get anybody else to do it. So I told them, I said, I can try. It's very hard for me to try from scratch, I said, because we don't have no alphabets to go by. But I think I can make it if I try from, you know, from like Larry McFay there. He's got a little paper there. He's made the kid draw the animals and then what it means. And, you know, he puts the names down in Aleut. And I can just about go by what he does, because it's almost like we almost speak the same language, only their dialect is just a little bit different, too, once in a while.
Do most of the adults in your area speak Aleut, or can they?
No, there's just about six of us. There isn't very many people over there. There's only about 100 and some people. Well, there's a little more moving in there now, more families moving in, but none of them speaks our language. But there are. They're nothing but Aleuts, you know, but they never spoke our language. In fact, myself, I never spoke my language till... Well, I used to speak it when I was a little girl, but when I used to go to school, our teacher stopped us. The teacher we had stopped us from talking our language, and that's why our language died down in the island over there. He didn't allow us to talk our language at all in school. And that's just the reason why our young generation now, they can't understand at all.
Are there efforts also in the area to teach culture, the Aleut culture, to the students as well?
Yes, if I could get somebody to help me, you know, that can... There's a couple old men there that knows what to do, I think, that can help me and... But the others, I don't know if they know anything about it. I doubt it.
It would seem to me that would be a good thing for to help the employment of the village, particularly among some of the retired people, if they know the language, they could start teaching it.
Well, my husband can talk it pretty good, too. He used to read and write in Aleut and read and write in Russian, but he dropped it when he went to the army. And... He kind of forgot it, and so I wished he could get a book or something, then he can probably, you know, get it back to where he can read it.
We hear next a chant from the Aleutian Islands and a description of a game which the chant accompanies.
These two chants we're going to sing are chants that are sung during a gambling game, an Aleut gambling game called Kadaka. It's a game that's played with two pegs in their hand, and your opponent must guess which hand the pegs are in. And there are many versions of this, different chants that are used during this game, but these are the two most common chants that are used. The game has two pegs. One is called V and the other one is called a tip. And you hold them in your hands and you put it behind your back and change hands, put the peg either in your left or right hand, and your opponent must guess which hand it's in. And you do this in time of with the chant.
Maya chola iola, I'm in the high chim chim ha, I'm in the high chim chim ha, Maya chola iola, Maya Chola Iola. I'm in a high chip chip high. I'm in a high chip chip high. Henny, 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 henny,
Two songs that we just sang are both liturgical songs, or the songs that we do sing in the Orthodox Church. The first one was Glory to God in the Highest, and on Earth Peace, Goodwill Toward Men. And the second is Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, Have Mercy on Us. The tune or the melody or the of these songs are of the probably Russian flavor.
Slava Vishnu Bogu, I na zemle
song was in Slavonic, and the translation is, Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise.
Next, a traditional Russian Orthodox hymn sung in the Kodiak Aleut dialect.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Belehren wir dich am Zunge, nicht da, die von der Distanzung ist und besucht das Schritt. In unseren Versuchkursen ist, an der Stelle kommt, kann ich ja kommt. Nun nehmen, ich habe nun, du mit der Tau, mit Schritt zum Namen, zu rein, weil ich verwiesen habe, die war zu tun. Da war ein Kajak und es kann ein Kajak und ein Kauch luki. Nur, als ich kann, ich mag es tun und nach und da ich kann, ich kann ein Kauch luki. Dann ich sage, du nimmst die Schuhe. Ich kann mir nicht auch dann kann ja die Leute nicht so gehen. Ich habe nur die Schuhe. Ich habe nicht dann über einen Kachel und ich habe die Schuhe genommen. Mittel bei. Da lud ich nicht so rum, Mittel bei. Ich habe
nicht.
Ich habe da Igelhase. Ich habe da was. Ich habe nicht so weit. Dann ich habe ein Kilo, dann muss ich allein rauchen, da muss ich gehen. Da war ich allein rauchen. Und dann ist es nicht mehr, da war ein Jutrecht, da hat er mentioned this now first in English. Now, many years back, let's say, mentioned Akiak, Ayakdalik, Kaguyak, Old Harbor. I used to go around with, that's the only place you go to get some groceries up in Kodiak, many years back. You have to use the kayak. And they get joined together. Maybe two kayaks from Akiak and then Ayakdalik and another joined again from Kaguyak and Old Harbor. And the weather is bad in places. They can't get around. There's a Portuguese. Let's see. One from, I mentioned that a little bit ago, from Eagle Harbor, I mean from Kiluda to Eagle Harbor. The Portuguese crossed there. And they left their kayaks over there and they borrowed another village's kayak. The Eagle Harbor people take them over to Carlton Bay. The port is across there, and then from there they go inside. They're all inside the bay, and then they get to Kodiak, and they stay for quite a while. On them days they don't use it very much. All they use mostly flour and sugar a little bit and tea. Most of that is tea. And then I got up to there. It's kind of on his schooling. I mean, you think the same way, just in case it's the order, then it's not a little thing. I actually used to be fighting to look at the order. But then, in line, soon I would see something, Kanama Luton, soon I would see Kanama Luton. By springtime, I was going to come and I was stuck. Kanama Luton. Then I would. But then, first, I had to see something, first after, so I'd see Kanama Luton. Excuse me, we're mixed up with English. And we're going to get a kayak of a little bit. Kayak of a little bit. Can you listen to me? Can you listen to me? Then, if you're not going to go, so I'm not going to go to the school. To look to the school, I'm going to go to the school. I'm going to go to the school. Kayak, then, I'm going to go to the school. I'm going to Later, she looked at the school and couldn't travel. Next month, I was not looking. And so, we left the arm of Christmas. Along the school, the last arm of the school and the Nino, the Warden Jelly. The Antony Yahman and Cook, the Yukon Kadi, Killy Luton Garden. The Arden Knan paid Kunak, the Page of Kunak, the Hawkeye. On the way back, after we got to Kodiak, with people. They start the same way as they come, but they had packs on them. Then take a little time to go back to get the pack from Carlton Bay, Poistro, Kiluda, Eagle Harbor and Kiluda, and then three and Old Harbor. They go around that point from there on. But when the first stop is Eagle Harbor, they had Eagle Harbor. They make a big fire. They holler at the people. They make a big fire on the beach before they get in on the beach stuff. And they don't want a lot of people to come down, especially young people. They don't want them. And they go hire good, strong, young boys, strong. So they lift up the kayaks right over the fire, carry them over the fire. We didn't get too big for them, but just over the fire. And those people, they jump over the fire so they wouldn't bring the disease. Sometimes they get the Kodiak people, they're sick. There was that they had the fire, they go over the fire so they wouldn't bring the disease. Definitely stop, do the same thing in every village, and they don't get sickness or disease too much after they got Kodiak. That's the way they used to travel, mostly packing and kayaks, because my dad likes the kayak better than dory. He wouldn't get in a dory because it's big opening, he said. Too much opening on the dory. He liked the kayak. That story, nice to hear. There's all the people talking to me, but I run into my old grandpa from the mother's side.
My mother died when I was 2 years old, and my dad brought me to Afognak, to my aunt. Then I stayed with her when I was about 13, 14. I went back to Karlov, my hometown, 1926. We used on the skiff and no motor. Take us maybe about almost week to get back to Karlok. Then I married from Karlok 1926. We went to Kodiak, had a wedding there. That's what I was telling Larry in our language, in Elliot. Kan ich juden. I'll be glad to also in English. I'm proud of that I was in Fairbank. I like my traveling joy. I joined that. I'll be glad to have our kids, our grandkids, especially to learn in our language. I'll be glad about that. When I have it, if they get a teacher, I'll be glad to. And my grandson, he always asks me, Grandma, why didn't you talk to me in Elliot? Then I try, he takes few words, but he said, you want to learn more, Michael.
Next, a discussion of the loss of the Aleut language on Kodiak Island.
I went through with the boats before, from Kodiak to Kanadic. I understand those people talking. Chickenick, I understand. Port Moeller, I understand, because they go across. And these people down in Perryville, I understand. From there we went to the Sand Point, then I couldn't make out the different altogether. I was in Alaska, like these boys were. I was there for 2 weeks, pick up only one word. I trying to find out, and I was staying in somebody's house and trying to pick more words with Jim God. You only pick one word. So mm-hmm. 2 weeks. So that I understand through the coast a little bit different, but you understand. This, I like Chicknick and Parable talk. Those Parable people from Canada, they talk smooth. And some of them in the Igigig, I can understand those people. They don't talk too fast, and I make them out. I listen to them in the radio sometimes. It's like I listen to those people up north. I like to listen to those. I pick the words now and then, I understand. Even when they're fishing up in Bristol Bay, we talk each other in the small boats. I'm going to stick down because I actut means to do damage, go going. Instead of Kaluna, I have to go across the river.
Yeah.
You're pulling, pull across the river. But when you tell me, I have to.
Their language is slower.
A little bit,
yeah.
It is slower to go faster than that. Almost like singing. I like the way they talk. That's why I would visit a hospital in Anchorage. And I sit there and listen, and I go up to them, speak up my own language, and say, how you talk our language? Not too much, but I like it.
The reason why we lost our language home is the teacher used to hit us on our hand if we said any word in our language in school. And that's just how we lost our language at home. I was going to school then, and we all used to watch each other to see who's going to say our own language, and we'd run into the school and write down on the blackboard each word they say, and we just watch each other. That's all we went to school for, to watch each other if we're going to say our language, or you know, and then the teacher would hit us with a ruler on our hand for each word we said in our language. And that's the way he stopped us from talking our language. And that's why nowadays our kids can't speak our language. So we used to talk nothing but our language at home.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a little girl, we never hardly spoke. My dad was a Swede and my mother was full-blooded Aleut. But my dad never stopped us from talking in Aleut. Never. It's pretty hard at home because we only have must be about 6-7 people.
Yeah.
That really speaks our language, you know, besides Maureen and I. And yet I have to think about some of the words myself, how you say it in our language.
When I was in Afognak, 1926 to those years, I didn't talk in our language, in Aleutian. Nothing but Russian. 1926 I went back to Karluk. I stayed with my aunt. She told me in Aleut, in our language, go out to the other room and get the dishpan in our language, in Aleut. I look out there, I don't know, I couldn't find nothing. I went back and tell her, what does that mean in Russian? And she talked in our language, in Aleut. And her mother-in-law, and she'll tell her what I said. They didn't understand me, that my aunt. I don't know how fast I learn in our language.
You have been listening to Aleut Songs, Language, and Culture from Kodiak Island and from the Aleutian Chain. A reminder to our listeners, this year, the Festival of Native Arts will feature songs, culture, and dances from Alaska's Yupik, Inupiaq, Tsimshian, Haida, Tlingit, Athabascan, and Aleut peoples. The dates are March 14th through the 18th on the University of Alaska Fairbanks campus. This is Jeff Kennedy. Thanks for listening. Potlatch is produced by KUAC under Title I of the Higher Education Act.